For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The coronavirus outbreak is affecting many parts of Michigan's economy, including music. Countless musicians who had planned performances have been forced to cancel those gigs and look for other ways to make ends meet. But one local organization has refused to sing the blues. I spoke with Lois Mama, the president of the Jazz Alliance of Mid-Michigan, a.k.a. JAM. The group is raising money to provide small grants to out-of-work jazz artists.
If you are a professional mid-Michigan jazz musician and you have been impacted financially and are struggling because of gigs in the area being canceled, we are willing to help you with a $200 grant.
That is a wonderful token of appreciation or of help, but I'll ask, realistically, what can $200 really do for somebody?
Well, we're hoping that these will be kind of a stopgap measure for musicians, especially those who don't have another job, you know, or another source of income. And maybe they're not even going to be eligible for any unemployment benefits. So we're hoping that this will help buy groceries or maybe take the place of some money that musicians may have made in tips from gigs so that they can have a little something extra so they could buy CDs or maybe pay someone to help them put a concert online so that they can make some money in the meantime.
You know, the first thing I thought of when I heard about this was, okay, if you rewind 100 years, we were in the 1920s, now we're in the 2020s. Back in the day in Harlem, they had this little thing called a rent party, and I think that's what you're doing right about now.
You know what? You're right. That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, this is the 21st century version of a rent party and passing the hat for people in need.
I love that image. We are looking for more donations. We have sent out two $200 checks. So we have, at this point, 7 grants still available. We're asking for referrals from our musicians who know musicians. And that's how these first 2 grants were sent out. So the capital campaign will be ongoing. The jazz fans in this area are so generous. We are confident that we are going to just keep getting donations so that we can keep this, I'm going to call it rent party grant money, alive.
You know, Lois, jazz and its close cousin, the blues, are in a lot of ways about celebration through adversity. I wonder if you can think of a song that describes the mood, the moment that we're all living in right now.
You know, the first song that came to my mind, I'm not really sure why, is Sunny Side of the Street.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're just trying to keep people's spirits up because we know that at the end of this, things are going to be okay. So I say grab your coat and get your hat because we just have to help these musicians who make us so happy. We just need to help keep them afloat until times get better.
Lois Mama is president of the Jazz Alliance of Mid-Michigan, which is soliciting donations to provide grants for local musicians during this time of unemployment for them during the coronavirus. Thank you, Lois.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your time and the interview. And I'd just like to say a shout out to all of the JAM members. This is helping us to fulfill our mission. We've been around for 10 years, and our mission is to preserve and promote the tradition of live jazz across mid-Michigan. Thanks for the interview.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-pat? Oh, a happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.